In the literary epic Mahabharata, the history of Greater India, the author, Srila Vyasadeva, has written accounts of the events which led to the Battle of Kurukshetra. One such event is the meeting of Kunti Devi and Radheya. Now, after many years, they met. I am Radheya, the son of Atirata. What can I do for you? You look like a lady who is unused to hardships. Please tell me what you want. I grant benediction to those who come at this time of the day. I am Radheya, the son of Atirata. What can I do for you? You look like a lady who is unused to hardships. Please tell me what you want. I grant benedictions to those who come to me at this time of the day. I don't know you, yet I feel I have known you all my life. Your form, your sad voice, they seem very familiar, but I can't remember where I've seen you. I have it. You're the woman in my dreams. I do know you. I've never told anyone about her, except for my mother. Looking at you, I want to tell you all about myself. I feel that you will love me and understand my heart. My name is Radheya. I am also known to the world as Karna. My mother's name is Radha, but she is not my real mother. I was not born from her. My father, Atirata, found me floating on the river Ganges. It was this river who carried me to my parents. My father took me to his wife and made a gift of me to her. That is why I am called Radheya. My real mother abandoned me at birth. As a child, whenever I went to sleep, I was disturbed by a dream. I saw a woman dressed in costly robes like a princess, her face hidden by a veil. She bent over me. Her tears burned me. I got up and asked her, "Who are you, and why are you crying?" She said, "I cry because of the injustice I have done you. I long for you, but can never... I cry because of the injustice I have done you. I long for you, but can never be... I cry because of the injustice I have done you. I long for you, but can never...
Oh, you gosh. Can never be mine.
Yes, gosh. I can't read that correctly. Let me try it one more time. I cry because of the injustice I have done you. I long for you, but can never... I long for... But that should be two you. That's
you,
what I'm reading. Yeah. I'm reading what's there, but it's
but
not...
You, but you can never be mine.
Yeah. All right. That's Friday. I cry because of the injustice I have done you. I long for you, but you can never be mine. I can talk to you only in my dreams. This way I can relieve my aching heart. Then she would run away. I chased after her and tried to raise her veil, crying out, "Who are you? Show me your face. I want to see you." But she vanished like a startled ghost. In the beginning, she would think of me often. But as the years passed, she would only haunt me once in a while. She would only haunt me once in a while. Gradually, her thoughts of me grew less and less. And when she had other children, she stopped thinking of me altogether. I believe she was my mother. And you remind me of her very much. Who are you? What do you want? Kunti Devi? Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas? I can't believe it. You have come to me to ask a benediction? Am I awake or am I asleep? No, I must be dreaming, and my dream mother has come to me once again. Mother, if only you knew how long I have waited for this moment.
I think you need to do more with the mother. This is like a real catharsis.
Okay, yeah, you're right. All right, so I'll go back to the other speech. You are right, I'm the woman in your dreams. I am your mother, Kunti. Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas? I can't believe it. You have come to me to ask a benediction? Am I awake or am I asleep? No, I must be dreaming, and my dream mother has come to me once again. Mother, if only you knew how long I waited for this. Who are you? What do you want? Kunti Devi? The mother of the Pandavas? I can't believe it. Kunti Devi? The mother of the Pandavas? My mother as well? I can't believe it. You have come to me to ask a benediction. Am I awake or am I asleep? No, I must be dreaming, and my dream mother has come to me once again. Oh, mother, if only you knew how long I have waited for this moment. I have often lived this moment in my mind. I longed for a look beyond that veil which so intrigued me. Mother, you allowed me to see my beloved Lord, the Sun God. Why did you stay away from me so long and make me unhappy all these years? After all, I did not ask much. I just wanted to see you. But now you have come. You have dared to accept me as your son. Yes, Mother, I know who I am. I know that I was born of you and Surya, and that you were ashamed to keep me, so you abandoned me to the river. Mother, that is not the point. I only found out yesterday. Krishna told me the story of my birth. Yes, Krishna, but let us not talk about that now. Come, sit with me. Let's just be with each other. I am happy to have you by my side, but this happiness will not last long. Shh! Please do not disturb this moment with words. Words spell pain. I thank you for this kindness. I have been happy to be with you, but it is time to get up from this sleep of peace. Tell me, why have you come? What is the benediction you want? Radheya awaits your command. Why have you come to me now to tell me this? Can't you see that I'm longing to be called Kaunteya? I am proud of my parents, yet I will be called Radheya until my death. Mother, can't you see how unhappy this makes me? But that doesn't really matter. You came to ask a benediction. Tell me what it is. If it is within my power, I will feel privileged to grant it. Both you and... Both you and Krishna have offered me the world. You have assured me that the noble Yudhishthir would willingly become my subordinate. Fate's ways are indeed ironic. Tell me, what will happen if I come with you? Listen to the words of your mother, my son. It is for your good. Do as she says and live long. Do as she says. If only you knew how angry I have been with you all these years. I've nursed this anger against my unknown mother who did me so much injustice the moment I was born. My name, my reputation, my life, my everything was blighted. I have been wanting to ask you thousands of questions and pour out all my bitterness. But looking at you, all my anger is gone. My heart is full only of an infinite sadness. It hankers for your love and your gentle voice. I have loved my mother, Radha, as I have loved none else. But even that love becomes dim in the face of your love, which overwhelms me. My heart yearns for my brothers, whom I did not know. Can a mother's love be so wonderful? No, mother, I cannot go. I must not go. Yes, mother, I will stay by the side of Duryodhan. You see, he has been my friend all these years when you had no thought for your son whom you abandoned. Duryodhana has been my only friend. The stigma, Sutaputra, has clung to me. None treated me with affection or respect. I was all alone in this world, dogged by the name Radheya the Sutaputra. My birth has been my undoing. Wherever I went, my name preceded me, and I was not welcomed anywhere. Dronacharya refused to teach me the art of archery, so I went to Bhargava, and he taught me, but only because I told him I was a Brahmin. I lied to him. When he came to know I was a Sutaputra, he cursed me. Hurt by this, I went to Hastinapur. It was the day of the tournament. Mother, didn't you recognize me then? On the day of the tournament, when I entered the arena, you must have seen me. At that time, I still had on the armor and the earrings. You must have recognized me. But for reasons known only to yourself, you did not tell anyone about me. I will not ask you why. I have found you after all these years, and I don't want to hurt you. I love you. In my heart, I will always be grateful to you for telling me that you love me. But let me continue. On the day of the tournament, when Bhima and Arjuna were insulting me, Duryodhana came to my rescue. He claimed me as his friend and made me king of Anga. He wanted my loyalty in return. He only wanted my loyalty in return for what he gave me. I promised him that I'd do anything for him, even if it was the most impossible task. I love Duryodhana, and he has loved me as none else has done so far. Mother, if only you could see the dreadful confusion in my heart. I never thought I would find any friend other than my beloved Duryodhana. But now I want to throw caution to the wind and go to Yudhishthir, to claim him as my brother. Arjuna, whom I've been hating, my bitter enemy, now appears in my mind as a loving child. I would give anything to be with all of you, but it cannot be. Mother, I cannot come. I owe something to Drod. Mother, I cannot come. I owe something to Duryodhana. It is a debt of love and gratitude. It is a hard debt to pay. I never dreamed it would be so difficult. I am bound to him. I cannot forget my duty because of this visit. I care for just one thing in this world, and that is a good name. I will lose that if I betray him. Duryodhana, depending on me and my hatred for Arjuna, has started this great war. I am known the world over as Radheya, the Sutaputra, the greatest friend of the king. This is the one good name I have carved out for myself, and I cannot afford to lose it. I will have to forget this visit of yours. I never did have a brother. My brother is Duryodhana. He is the one who has shared everything with me. I cannot shatter his dreams for the sake of a ghost of the past. My heart is not mine to give to you. It belongs to the king. I know that the end is near. Duryodhana and all those who love him will die. Nothing will happen to the Pandavas. Krishna has taken up their cause. You and Krishna have ruined my determination, and I know that I will lose to Arjuna in the battle. He will be victorious. You must have heard of Bhargava's curse. He said that when I am fighting with my greatest enemy, I will get caught in the mire, and I will be killed when I am least prepared for it. Lord Indra, disguised as a mendicant, took from me my armor and my earrings, which were placed on me by my father, and I would have... Lord Indra, disguised as a mendicant, took from me my armor and earrings, which were placed on me by my father, and would have protected me from death. And now you and Krishna have robbed me of my inner armor, my hatred for Arjuna. I would have gladly killed him, but now I cannot do it. My mind is full of love for him. How can I be true to my promise? Mother, you must not cry. A mother should not weep for her son, not when he is alive. Please, bless me, and make this dream of mine come true. A son needs the loving blessing of his mother if he is to enter heaven. Say that my name will live as long as the world of men lives. It has been my rule to grant benedictions to those who come to me during the worship of my Father. You came to me today and asked a benediction. I could not grant it, but Mother, you must not go away empty-handed. I will grant you a benediction on my own accord. I promise to spare your sons, no, my brothers. Yudhishthir, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadev will not die at my hands. But Arjuna, I cannot abandon my promise to the king. I must fight with him. I may be able to defeat him, or I'll meet death at his hands. Either way, my fame will be immortal. I will die a noble death. Oh, do not cry, Mother. Either way, you will have 5 sons. You will have Radheya and no Arjuna, or Arjuna and no Radheya. It is time to go, Mother. Neither your tears nor my prayers can alter the will of Providence. These things have been determined long ago, long before you and I were born. Let us not try to change the course of destiny. The war to be fought on the field of Kurukshetra is a sacrifice. All arrangements are now in place to rid the world of the burden of irreligiosity. Krishna is the supreme master, and Arjuna is his divine warrior. The others are all like puppets in the hands of Krishna. Please pray for me. Pray that I may reach the heavens meant for heroes. Please wash my unhappiness with your tears. I, Radheya, bow to Kunti's feet. I feel that I have been given...
That's just a stage direction. It's just I feel.
Oh, gosh, okay. It's all right. All arrangements are now in place to rid the world of irreligiosity. Krishna is the supreme master, and Arjuna is his divine warrior. The others are like puppets in the hands of Krishna. Pray for me. Pray that I may reach the heavens meant for heroes. Please wash my unhappiness with your tears. I feel that I have been given my coronation bath. Your tears are more holy and precious than the water of the Ganges. Mother, it is getting late. You must go before anyone knows that you and I have met. Let this be just another dream.